look up each bill, and you know, do a search. It's very easy. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And within that bill, there will be a link that you can click, and it will say, you know, provide comments in favor of or against this bill. And it takes, you know, 3 minutes.
I think that's a great idea.
People have to be engaged in the legislative process so they are not surprised at what comes down the pike out of this legislature. Thank God they only meet every 2 years.
Oh, I know.
I couldn't imagine the damage they would do if they met annually. Or at least throughout the course of the year.
And this is only week six. They go until June. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Tell me what you're working on. I know you got the one story that you already posted. You got another one that's going to be coming out maybe later this afternoon. What are you working on, and what can people be looking for?
I'll be writing about SB 96, which is basically the tripling of your property taxes. And then I think I just posted a very important article about Attorney General Ford and how he sits on the Aspen Institute's Commission on Information Disorder. That's a highlighted story on our website, on thenevadaglobe.com. And basically that group put out a report that wants to detain, deplatform, and demonetize speech offenders.
Wow.
That's the top cop in this state who's a lawyer.
That's incredible.
And he wants to detain, quote-unquote, speech offenders.
Megan, it is always good to talk to you. If folks want to find out what you're writing about, what you're talking about, where can they find you?
TheNevadaGlobe.com, also on Twitter and Facebook at Nevada Globe.
And give me a quick weather report in 30 seconds or less.
Raining and cloudy.
Well, we got rain. We got rain down here. So we need it.
I welcome it. We just don't want flooding. And that's supposedly next.
Uh-oh. Megan, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Very good. Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. We're going to talk about the fair tax. I think it's high time that we talk about the fair tax and implement it and make our lives more simple. Wouldn't that be nice? We'll talk about that with Stephen Hayes coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment tax, taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Federal license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for lane restrictions on Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. Also, slow flows 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana. Bumper-to-bumper conditions on the 515 northbound at Eastern. And watch for road closures tonight as the president is in town. Between 5:30 and 6:30, watch for the closure of the airport connector. 215 westbound at the airport connector. Interstate 15 north, that's between the 215 and U.S. 95. And U.S. 95 between the Spaghetti Bowl and Summerlin Parkway. Also, Summerlin Parkway both directions between 5:30 and 6:30. There's other closures between 7:30 and 8. We'll talk about that later.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sport Flash. Raiders have their quarterback. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a three-year, $72.75 million contract with $34 million guaranteed. Deal reunites Garoppolo with Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels, who coached Jimmy G as the offensive coordinator in New England at the start of the quarterback's NFL career. Raiders also signed former Philadelphia Eagles safety Marcus Epps and cornerback Brandon Faison. The Golden Knights wrap up their five-game road trip to night in Philadelphia against the Flyers. Golden Knights are on a three-game winning streak, while Philadelphia looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Lakers kick off a short two-game road trip. They'll be in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans tonight. Lakers in the ninth seed in the Western Conference. Pelicans right behind them in 10th. Both teams 33 and 35. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zeers with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card and save on handbags, shoes, and more spring-ready accessories. Get 25% off comfy pajamas show love
and take an extra 15% off bedding and bath essentials to refresh your space. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we get closer to doing our taxes, I thought it would be time to talk about making our taxes simpler, better, more transparent. And that brings us to the Fair Tax. And the chairman and president of Americans for Fair Taxation, Stephen Hayes, who joins us. He's been on the show before. It's been a while. Stephen, nice to hook up with you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell me where we are. I know we've been talking about the fair tax forever, but right. Nothing ever seems to get done about it. Where are we on the fair tax, and are people starting to connect the dots and say, hey, we got to do this?
We're getting closer for one reason and one reason only at this point, and that's because in order to get the votes necessary to become speaker, McCarthy had to agree to make the fair tax on the agenda for an up and down vote. You know, he and the other establishment have desperately tried to keep the fair tax pigeonholed because they don't want anything that would change the existing system. But now he had to agree to put it up for a vote, and so we're working and to find out more about it. We're hoping to have full hearings in Ways and Means, and then have a vote by the end of the year. So do we think it's going to pass, Kevin? No. At this point, even if it did get through the House, you know, the Senate will probably never even take it up because of Schumer. But, and if it did somehow get confronted in the Senate and passed, Biden is sworn to veto it. So it's the first step, but I think it's a huge step because they've been able to keep this away from actually going on the floor for 20 years, 25 years, actually. So it's now going to get a vote, and I think that's positive, Kevin, because as I tell people, when you talk to your representative, you can ask them if they're for the fair tax or if they're for the IRS, because it's that clear a choice.
Tell me why this is a partisan issue, though. That's what I don't understand, because we all have to finagle our taxes and all the IRS forms and the mean and nasty IRS agents. We could put them all, we could take them out of the picture with the fair tax. That's for everybody, not just Republicans, but everybody.
Everybody wins. I mean, the family of four making $40,000 with four kids has more money to spend under the fair tax than they do the present system. That should appeal to all politicians who really are sincere about wanting to help lower-income families. The reason that it's become partisan is more of the media, number one, trying to paint it as an extreme right-wing Republican thing. And it's also because so many people in Congress have become so reliant on being able to disguise, for lack of a better word, the real cost of government by using the income tax payroll system so that we don't really see what it really costs, whereas under the fair tax, everybody in America, Kevin, as we've discussed, is going to see the cost of government on every item, retail item, a new one, that they purchase. They don't want that, number one. Number two, it's an enormous moneymaker for both sides of the aisle. You know, they go out and they get lots of donations from special interest who want either to protect a tax break or to get a new tax break. And the third reason, and I think this is true on both sides of the aisle, they like the idea that they can control people with the IRS. They like the idea that tax returns get leaked. You know, it's been almost 2 years, and they've never found anybody to blame for those tax returns that were leaked. And there's, you know, multiple stories where the IRS has been lax with information. And this, I believe, is fine with a lot of these bureaucrats and politicians because it gives them a thing that says, well, Kevin, you know, if you get too far out of line, you may find that your tax return is in the Las Vegas newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Stephen Hayes joining us, the chairman and president of Americans for Fair Taxation, fairtax.org. Let me explain, because this is something that at least on our program, we tackle about every 2 or 3 years, and we have a guest on and all of that. Explain what the fair tax is and how it would work.
Absolutely. We get rid of the funding, essentially, for the federal government, which is now done primarily through income tax, personal and corporate, and payroll tax. You get your whole paycheck because you take that money and you pay your federal taxes with each purchase you make. And the tax is imposed on you for purchases above the poverty level. For a family of four, that's $39,940. So anything above that, they're going to be subject to the fair tax. It's a 23% rate, internal rate, but if you do it like a state sales tax, it's 30%. And before people scream about 30%, it's not something that we picked. That's the number needed to pay and raise the amount of money now being raised by this multitude of taxes. And that's why I'm saying they're very, very terrified on both sides of the aisle of having it be shown what the true cost of government is. But it's a tax that's imposed on purchases. You control it because you depend on how much you buy. Used goods are not subject to the fair tax. And what you have is an opportunity with the what we call the prebate, which effectively puts in your pocket at the first of each month the taxes that will be charged on that purchases for that month up to the poverty level. For a family of four, again, you know, we're talking about $3,400 a month, and the tax on that is $750. That's in your account. So you go to the store, you make purchases up to that amount, you charge the $750, but you already have it in your account. So the net effect is there's no fair tax up to the poverty level. Very simple. It's collected by the states. There are no forms to file. You and I pay our taxes as we go to the various places, Walmart, the tavern you mentioned. Wherever we go, it is absolutely collected by the retailer. And at that point in time, our responsibility as citizens is over. And frankly, it's, you know, the biggest return of power to the citizens from the government for probably 200 years.
Stephen, I want to ask you about what the opposition says. They say that the fair tax is regressive, not progressive. What is your answer to that?
Take any of the examples they want to use. If you take the families and you compare what they're paying in payroll tax, income tax, minus any tax credit they get, and you look at what they're paying with the fair tax, up to about 60 grand, you're paying less. 60 grand up to 100, you're paying a little bit closer to even, if not some cases more, depending on how you spend. And if you get over 100, you're going to find that most people are going to pay a similar amount to what they're paying if they spend all their money on new products. It's not regressive at all. It puts the choice in everybody's hands. If the individual who's at the lower level, that's not the one that's going to go out and buy the new car. They're going to buy a used car, no fair tax involved. So you're talking about giving everybody from the least wealthy of our group to the most a choice of paying taxes based on what they elect to spend. It's in their control.
Has Kevin McCarthy given you any indication on when he will bring this up?
He has not. And Buddy Carter, who's the chief sponsor in the House, his office has been working with McCarthy's office, and they're still, you know, there's still a negotiation because Buddy doesn't just want to vote. He would want it to go through Ways and Means, at least to have hearings so that we could bring some people in, because we've got a number of economists supporting this. In fact, if you get outside of D.C. about 50 miles, you're going to have a hard time finding somebody against the fair tax. But we want to have people come in and testify, put in the true information, because when you read all of these negative reports, Kevin, from D.C. and the media, this is the worst thing, worst calamity of all. But oftentimes they're talking about a different bill. They're rewriting the bill, and they're saying, oh, the rate's got to be much higher. There was a Brookings study that came out. But the reason for that is they're assuming that the fair tax rate would not replace the money being collected today, but would be raised enough to cover a $1.5 trillion deficit.
Oh.
So they're not doing the same bill.
Yeah, yeah. If folks want to know more about the fair tax, if they want to see if this thing is going to make their lives more simple, more transparent when it comes to taxation, where can they go? How can they find you?
Just go to fairtax.org. Lots of material there. Take a look, you know, based on their income, look at what they would have if they got all of their income. Take their family size, look at the prebate schedule that's there. It's put out by the government. It's not ours. And you'll see what you're going to have. And if you go out and spend your income, all of your income on new goods, you're going to have a certain tax. If you spend it on used goods partly, like, you know, you have a used house. You buy a used house. Almost 92% of the homes sold in America are used. They've been, you know, owned before. Not subject to the fair tax. If you buy a used car, not subject to the fair tax. I think they're going to find that they're going to be, in most cases, no worse off, and in most cases, a little better off.
Hey, Stephen.
What we're doing, we're raising the same amount of money, but we're also going to cut the evasion rate, which right now the IRS is over $1 trillion, way down, because now, you know, how many people are going to go to Walmart, Kevin, and say, well, I don't want to pay sales tax today? How
wow.
far is that going to get them?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Stephen, unfortunately, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon, and as we get closer to Kevin McCarthy bringing this up. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Kevin, again, as always.
Stephen Hayes, Chairman and President, Americans for Fair Taxation. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website tradingmadeeasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Travel from Las Vegas to L.A. in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any